Good day. This is the Farm Market News, broadcast number 80 for Tuesday, September 29th. I'm Dave Sims. The ICE Futures Canada canola market recorded modest gains Tuesday. Commercial buying, weakness in the Canadian dollar, and spillover support from the U.S. soy complex all led the way higher. Values temporarily broke above the key resistance point of $480 per ton before settling lower. Malaysian palm oil was stronger and the bias remains tilted to the upside. Canola was anywhere from $2 to $3 higher on the day, with the November contract ending up at $476.50 per ton. Volumes were steady with a lot of interest in the November contract. Malaysian palm oil was stronger. However, farmer selling put some pressure on prices, while favorable weather conditions continued to help speed the harvest across Western Canada. There are ideas canola is starting to price itself out of the market. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans were up 5 to 7 cents with the November contract at $8.84 per bushel. There are ideas that the USDA is preparing to lower the supply outlook for this year's soybean crop. A report is due out tomorrow, and traders are already beginning to position themselves. This week's crop yield report from the USDA also helped prices. The report found that just 62% of the crop was in good or excellent condition as of Sunday. That is down from the 63% mark reached last week. Harvest in the U.S. is about a fifth of the way done. Corn was 1 to 2 cents higher, with the December contract sitting at $3.89 per bushel. Lower than expected crop yield reports supported prices. Harvest has also been slower recently. Just 18% of the corn crop is off the field, which is below the 5-year average. The Ukrainian government says their harvest could reach approximately 60 million metric tons this year, with exports of 36 million. Wheat ended slightly lower. The most frequently traded November contract came in at $5.03 a bushel. Planting has stalled in the U.S. Southern Plains. Just 31% of the seeds are in the ground. That compares to 40% last year. About 7% of the winter wheat crop has emerged. That is below average for the last 5 years. Traders are keeping their eye on reports of overly dry weather in the Black Sea region. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Tuesday, September 29th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.